Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Sure, I'm glad you did. It's a Friday, and I am just having a great day. The weather is fantastic. Got some yard work done this morning, and got a little work knocked out. And now my days broke up with a fantastic show lined up for you folks. I watched this movie the other night with my wife, Danny, for those familiar with my show. For those not, I have a wife, and her name's Danny, and we watch a lot of movies. We do. And this is coming out. I think it drops May 4th, but so we're a little ahead, but I really, they're promoting it and whatnot. But I want to welcome the director of Crappy Mother's Day. It's a funny film, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dan Carlock. Let's see if this button
does. That's me.
Dan, how are you?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Thanks for classing the joint up around here, man.
That was your first mistake.
Me and my wife watched the film the other night. And it's cool because there's not a lot of Mother's Day movies out there. You know what I mean?
And
here, there is now. There's one at least here. Ladies and gentlemen, hold the line one second. My dog is, let me handle this real quick, everybody.
My dog might join in any second then.
Oh. Yeah, she's normally pretty good. Amazon or somebody. She takes a nap during the daytime, and her kennel's in my workshop here. She can be sound asleep, and I tell you, if an Amazon truck turns, we live at the end of a dead-end street, if it turns down the street a block away, man, she is, I don't know if she hears the truck or what, but anyway.
We adopted a deaf dog, so luckily she does not wake up with other dogs barking or trucks going down the street.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. Now, that's cool. That's cool.
She's in the movie, and she made it in the movie, too.
That was the dog.
That's the dog.
What I was going to say is this is such a, it's a comedy, but it's not slapstick necessarily. I mean, it keeps you going, you know. I was laughing a lot during watching this. Was it a long process from conception, you know, or when you came on board the project as the director to where it is now, you know, pre-release?
Yes and no. Bill Rakusky, who wrote it and is also in it, contacted me about making the film, and he sent me a copy of it. I thought it was really funny. We talked about it. And then he went, what do you think of us being able to shoot the whole thing in 8 days? And after a very long, silent gulp, I thought about it and said, there's not that many locations if we do this with that and this with this and that with this. And all of a sudden I was like, okay, we can do it. And then I had to figure out how to do it in 8 days.
Well, that's amazing. 8 days? That seems like a lot to me, or, you know, quick to me, but I don't know, you know.
I have to say,
Avatar movie seem a little longer than that. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, we had an unbelievable cast and crew. One of the big things we talked about before we shot was that we, knowing that we're under a very limited schedule, that everybody had to come with their A game, know their lines, know that we couldn't do 30 takes over and over again, that we had to really, you know, nail it right away. And luckily, the cast, like Jackie Debedin, Lou Mastillo, Kristen Crack, Addison Anderson, Vivian Landau, those wacky Rakuski brothers really brought in their A game. And the beautiful thing for me is that, you know, two or three takes in, they nailed it, and we can move on to get the next shot. And we were really prepared. And great crew, too, that we're all there. And I know this gets dances around a lot, you know, a labor of love, but it really was. I'm not sure we could actually do it again in 8 days. It was just like it was like a perfect storm of everybody in it, knowing their line, getting a perfect location. A couple buddy of my, a friend of mine, Ethan Murphy in Montclair, let me shoot at their house. We used my house for some scenes. There's a restaurant, Ruthie's Barbecue in Montclair. Let us use their back patio. It was just like one of these, hey, we have the barn. Let's make a movie. And everybody was like, yeah, let's do it.
Nice. Nice. Well, see, there's a lesson there, ladies and gentlemen, for all those, people out there with the itch to, make an independent film. There's a good lesson there. Be nice to people. Have lots of friends. never know. Never know.
Be nice for me. That's crucial, I think, when you're making this kind of thing.
That's fantastic, man. That is cool. Now, were you involved in the casting and all that as well then?
Oh, yeah. Bill and I, as soon as we committed to making this, we dived right in, did a bunch of, you know, we got a lot of pretty much, you know, local, did a lot of casting in New York City, and we were the whole crew for a while. And it is,
I gotcha.
And lovely wife too. But everything from the casting decisions to then, you know, how we're going to shoot, where we're going to shoot it. It was very detailed out because, again, try to shoot something in 8 days. You can't walk in and say one and go, okay, what should we do today? You really have to be really laid out.
Right.
Doing our homework.
Well, that's always a good idea. I also have on the show sometimes a lot of music people, which you also are a musician, and it doesn't, knowing that, we were talking a little bit about that before the show started, knowing that doesn't surprise me, because every musician I know, whenever they go to record like in a studio or something, because studio is expensive, you know, just like movie stuff, they have as much done beforehand. You see in these movies where, like, you'll see everybody laying around the studio eating pizza and stuff. Everybody I know in that business, that never happens. maybe it did back in the day. But the same with movie people, too, that I know. You know, it's they have it down, you know, as much as they can. Especially with independent film, because your cast, you know, usually are working on several things, and it's hard to hurt all those casts, I would imagine, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's the type of thing where we lucked out with a great cast, great crew. And also, you know, sometimes in the weird way, when you are faced with a very low budget and a very short amount of time to shoot something, you have to go with your gut. And a lot of times, you have to be even more creative because you have to figure out how can we do this and still make it good. Down to the point, like you mentioned, having a musical background, I think really helped because some of the rhythm of some of the scenes really needed to be very musical, very rat-a-tat-tat, and then then crescendo down and then kind of build back up. And even to the point where I even use some of my own music in some of the scenes in the background just because I own them, so it's easier to get them.
Easy to butter him up. No, I'm kind of kidding. That's fantastic.
Get what I want.
We should tell everybody, I don't want to give anything away because I want people to definitely watch the film. It drops May 4th. I believe, right?
Right. Yeah, May 4th and all the major streaming platforms like Amazon and iTunes, Vudu, and all the above.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, after the last year, everybody pretty much knows how to work those streaming platforms now. Oh, man. That's what everybody I know that was complaining. They're like, oh, you know, and I get it. Being, you know, I'm stuck in pod too. But I work from home, so, you know, for me, it was like a Wednesday, even though it happened to be a Thursday or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But everybody else was, you know, complaining. I'm like, man, I said, just think about the last time this stuff happened, 1918. You know, you're reading the same book by gaslight for, you know, the 50th time.
Right.
Be glad you got those streaming platforms. Anyway, it was crazy. But yeah, so it drops, and I want people to know, one of the things I liked about your film is that it illustrates a zany, crazy family, and there's such a level of relatability, maybe not exactly like it's going down in the film, but
right.
Everybody I've ever talked to, yeah, right. You know, they say, oh, yeah, nobody's got a family like my family. You know, everybody feels that way.
Right.
And it probably isn't as bad. But this was a cool – it was a funny film. And it was zany, and I really enjoyed it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. She's a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. We should tell people a brief synopsis, though, of what the film is about.
Yes, well,
take it away, Dan.
The elevator pitch version is that it's three generations of women who get together on Mother's Day, and then, of course, wackiness ensues to the 10th degree. The great thing that the script that Bill wrote, a lot of the humor is in the dialogue, and it's the type of thing where I always kind of feel that, the script is funny. Bill wrote a great script, and the actors don't need to act funny because the writing's already there. Mm. They just need to make it sound believable what's coming out of their mouths. So a couple times, that was kind of the mantra on the set. Just let the words be funny, and the scene will be funny. And the other thing too about this, you want to sum up the movie in one word, it'd probably be wacky. But at the same time, there's a lot of heart to it. There's a lot of emotional scenes. There's a lot of, I still watch it. I still get cheery eyed on a couple of scenes. The acting's a great, a great scene with Jackie and Kristen. It's just a really sweet scene, and still gets me all cheery eyed when I see it.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's good art, man. That is good art. Hey, we have a caller. Dan. Should we take, you want to take a call?
Hopefully, if it's about the film, sure.
I hope it is. I've got a cutoff button if it's not. I'll tell you a funny story after the call that happened to me a couple months ago. Here's the call. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller. You're on with Mr. Dan Carlock. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Nope. I guess they're shy. That's okay. They're probably just listening. Some people will call in and just listen to the show. Well, some people call in like you were telling me of the on hold music, but now they get to hear the show. So that's what they're doing. I don't know, but we're glad they're listening. Nonetheless.
I love the lead in music too. The surf guitar stuff. That's right up my alley.
It was so funny that I was just talking about this on yesterday's show. Everybody asked me where I got that. And what I did is I just bought a set of, I think it came with like 12 CDs of royalty free music. And that was number 874 that I listened to.
I was going to say, did you listen to 873 before that?
Yes. And they weren't good. Or they just didn't match. It wasn't what I wanted. Anyhow, no, with callers, I tell you, it's so weird. I had a guy, it wasn't a couple months ago, it was probably a year ago, and we took a call, and it was a rock and roll guy, from rock band, and apparently he had went through a separation and was late on sending the check, and his ex-wife called up and was hot. She was not happy. I was like, this isn't the time or place for that. Next song?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Woo. I'm telling you, never a dull moment around here. Man, the calls are, the board's lighting up now, Dan. Let's try another call. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air with Dan Carlock.
Hello. Hello. Is this Pop Rock
Hello.
Show? Is this the Pop
it
Rock
is.
Show?
It is.
Oh, I love those candies. Do they still make them?
I hope so.
I have a bone to pick with Dan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my name is Dimpy, and he fashioned that character in the movie about me, and he didn't even tell me.
I think we got a ringer here, Jamie.
I think so. Well, I don't know, Dimpy. What can I tell you? you're famous now, you know. A lot of people pay good money to expensive New York PR firms for that kind of thing. So next time you see Dan, buy him a coffee. Very, very good. Very good. So tell us, Dan, I was looking at your IMDb. Very interesting. You've been in the business a long time, working on a little show that, you know, I guess a couple people may have heard of, Law and Order. You did that for what, 10 years?
I have done quite a few things in my time. Law and Order, yes, Law and Order was a few years. I got to direct an episode of that. I've been used to do a lot of movies back in the 80s. I've been working on a comedy documentary now for 15 years for the Comedy Hall of Fame, where we interviewed everybody from Jonathan Mears and Sid Caesar to Jerry Lewis to Bob Newhart to Don Rickles. It's been like a who's who of all the comedians. So I get to hang out with them. So that's been a great job I've been directing. I've ever since I was 8 years old, I knew I wanted to make movies. And I don't know if I actually knew that meant I was 8 years old, but, I had the little Super 8 camera. And I have to say, I was very blessed with a couple parents who let me do what I wanted to do. They never said, you have to go get a regular job. So they're very supportive. Let me make my little movies when I was a kid. And I just never thought to do anything else but that.
That's fantastic. And, it really goes to show something that you don't see a lot of, but I'm so happy when I do hear about it. And that is, parents supporting their kids in what they need, what they want to be doing, creatively and whatnot. You never hear one of these stories. Well, yeah, that guy was rubbing peanut butter on his face and shooting people from a clock tower because his parents were too supportive. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't
want to
hear
that. Well, my mom was a blues singer back in the 40s, so she was in the entertainment business. So I think she kind of got it when I said I wanted to make movies.
Right.
Try to dissuade me from doing it. And paying it forward to today, I'm very blessed. My wife is very supportive in all the projects that I do and is, always there to help me out. And say, you got to do that one. Or things are like, should I do this one? But it's no money. It's like, well, it's going to make you happy. You have to do it. So that's been great, too.
Oh, man. That is so cool. That is the, that's it right there. I tell you, though, it always, when I hear things like that, it always reminds me of, I think it was Rocky II, where his wife was coming out of the coma, and he'd given up boxing to be by her side, and she's like, go win, and he did. that was the moment. That's cool, man, that is cool. I tell people all the time, I don't care what you're doing, if you're painting or making movies or having a rock band, whatever, making the best bread in town. You can be a quarterback and you can move the ball down the field, and that's great. It is so much easier when you have a good team around you and good
right.
support. And it sounds like you do. That's
yeah.
fantastic.
It's great blessing. Yeah. It was also great when I was growing up. They show were old movies on TV, and I'm an old movie fanatic. I can name who was the who in the 1947. But I also one of my big treats was one of my heroes growing up. I was a big Frank Capra fan. All his Frank Capra films.
Oh yeah.
I got to meet Jimmy Stewart back in the late 80s. That was like for me. That was like meeting your idol. It was just unbelievable. And it also when you really admire somebody a lot and you meet them and they're worthy of that admiration, he's exactly what you think he'd be like. And it was just like a great one. It was great when I was a kid. And that really kind of inspired me to go in.
That's very cool, man. I am incredibly – that's a fellow you'd love to sit down and, hey, let's – and you could talk. You could talk Frank. You could talk Alfred. There was so many. I'm sure he has a lot of insight. That was how fortuitous.
Yeah, no, it was just a wonderful one of those bucket list on the highlights of life thing, the meet your idol. And it was just a great moment.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is so cool, man. That is very cool. Well, speaking of cool, now we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, Crappy Mother's Day. It is a new comedy, a comedy with a lot of heart. And it's dropping here in a couple weeks. And we've got the director, Mr. Dan Carlock, on with us. Say again?
May 4th. I've been told to plug that May 4th and all the major platforms.
That's right. And, you know, that's very cool. And I'll tell you, you guys are it's being distributed by Uncorked Entertainment.
Right.
That's no slouch. They have a lot of stuff. They really know what they're doing. How cool. So I wanted to ask you. Oh, go ahead.
It's great. They've been, Keith and the gang over there have been unbelievably supportive. And, you know, when you make an independent film, you have to go into it because you have to make it. You can't think, well, it's going to do this or that. You just have to have that drive and be corny, but really that passion that you just need to make it regardless of, you know, it gets out there. So it's been great to have someone like Keith and his company really get behind it and get it out there so people can see it, because that's just kind of the icing on the cake at this point. Yeah, me and Bill, when we made it, it was like we just need to make this film, and the way it came out, we were really happy with it, and it's nice to see that getting a response like that.
No, it's fantastic. Let me ask you this: had you guys wrapped on filming it, and before the lockdown and everything, and then spent that in the edit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got it all done. Pre-COVID, so that it was all, we got that done.
Nice.
Then we went into the edit room, and by default, I ended up cutting it here at my house. It was a lot easier. But the shooting went amazingly well, which is always one of the big things. We kept, a few things I promised the crew, because, obviously it was a low budget, was that we would not do long hours, and it would be really good lunches. And Bill's wife, Rosa, took care of, got his great lunches that were there. And every day except for the very last day, we kept everything under 10-hour days, which is not a normal thing in the film production world. But we really, the big thing was that everybody came prepared. The cast came knowing the lines. It wasn't like we had to get bogged down and do, 87 takes or something. And that's what saved us, knowing every day what we were doing. The AD staff was unbelievable, they really kind of kept me in line so I could concentrate on what I was doing. I'm going to give a shout to Mark Garland and Dan Levy. They were both there, the first and second AD, and really kept me on track so that I didn't go off on tangents. And again, it was just, everybody who made the film was really there to make the film as good as possible.
No, that's fantastic. That is cool. It's out now to the reviewers and whatnot, the critics, quote unquote. Which, there's quite a few on the internet and what have you, and this and that. And I've been seeing a lot of positive reviews, I haven't done a deep dive into it, but, the few random ones that I selected, they really dug it as well. So it wasn't just me, folks. It wasn't just me. Everybody's liking it. So this is a cool one. May 4th, it'll be out. And, I suggest this is a good one to watch with your family, how about that? Nothing wrong with a little comedy in your life. Say again?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Thank you.
listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Now, also, we're getting up against the time, but I wanted to, Dan, I got to have you back because I got to check out your music. We were talking a little bit about that before we came on the air. How long have you been doing that in addition to making feature films?
Almost as long. If you go to EugeneChrysler.com, it's that I'm actually Eugene Chrysler. That's my musical alter ego. And it's all kind of the rock and roll western kind of stuff. And we have a few CDs out and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's my version of golf on the weekends. Keeps me young. Keeps the juices flowing. And it's a lot of fun. You know, for me, I do a lot of also music documentaries. So anytime the music world and the film world for me are I always had the music world to fall back on, which is always, what the hell was I thinking?
Nice.
For me, that's been my 2 passions and 2 loves, and it's so cool that I actually get to do what I love to do. And
that's fantastic.
Keeps you young.
Very cool, man. I got into the rockabilly scene. It's funny because every music genre of music now has all these subgenres and what have you. And for the most part, everything's pretty cool. I got into a lot of, like you were saying, the Western rockabilly. I don't know what they call it now, Western swing or whatnot.
Yeah.
Inspired.
Bob Wills.
Yeah. I was really into that. It was so funny. I remember growing up, I was into that. And my father, he liked new country music, which, you know, everybody has their taste and whatever. But, man, he would always give me a hard time, you know. He's like, what are you listening to? It sounds like something his father would have listened. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, good taste.
Yeah.
There's a band out there that I do a lot of documentaries and videos for called Asleep at the Wheel. They're a Western swing band out of Austin, Texas. And I do a lot of their projects. So that's been great because it's filming the type of music that I love. And getting to hang out in the studio with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard and Lyle Lovett, it's a little bit of icing on the cake there for me.
That's awesome. That is cool, man. I'm telling you. It beats digging ditches, right? Pretty cool. Eugene Chrysler Band. Folks, I'll be putting a link up to their social media and website and whatnot after the show on all of my social media. So everybody can get over there and check that out because I'm going to be as well. And I will be, talking to Dan, I'm sure, and getting him back on. Just for a music show, you know, when he's not making feature films, you know. Jeez.
Well, you are cool,
turned up to 10.
Eugene Chrysler Band is on the crappy Mother's Day soundtrack.
Nice. Well, there you go. How about that? We're going to have a Dan Carlock Film Festival soon also. I was looking at your IMDb. And you have a documentary you made about Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat.
One of my wife's favorites. And I know when I tell her, she's going to be like, oh, we're watching that.
You know,
oh, cool.
It's actually the 100-year anniversary.
Cool. Say again?
It's the 100-year anniversary of Felix the Cat. So it's a perfect timing for that documentary.
Oh, cool. Is that Al? Now, I imagine in your line of work, people are coming to you all the time for documentary ideas, movie ideas, and whatnot. Is that normally how that works?
That's normally how that works. Unfortunately, they do that, and there's a lot of good ideas. Unfortunately, the one drawback a lot of times is they don't have any money. And I've done
the money.
I've got all my little projects that I still do because I need to do them. And, again, it's kind of like music. You have to have no other choice but to do what you do. That if you think about it, it's just, I mean, maybe it's too ideal of me, but if you worry about the money aspect of it too much, then it becomes a job. And to me, if you have a small little project for no money or a $10 million thing, with a ton of stuff, I get the same kick out of doing it. I just love making things. Of course, I can't sell them to save my life, but I can do a pretty good job of making the parts. It's the after part that I'm not very good at.
Well, you're working with the right people, though. You know, it's distributed out, and things are moving. And May 4th is the big upcoming day, ladies and gentlemen. We want to keep reminding you of that. Also, as always, when we're in a situation like this where we have an upcoming film, I have a thing set on my computer now, and believe me, on May the 4th, I will be letting everybody know. I'll be reminding everybody that it is now out. And
yay.
It's fantastic. Absolutely. You know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'll set a reminder, and then they forget, and, you know.
Of course.
Doesn't hurt to give them a little reminder.
Right.
Very, very cool. Very cool. So I know we're promoing Crappy Mother's Day, the film right now, the feature film. Are the gears turning for the next project?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Bill and I are actually writing a script together. It's a musical comedy. A little bit more ambitious than it's a broader scope type film. And also, I'm in the middle of doing a documentary with Don Oriolo and Norman Bergman on the history of recording music in New York back in the 60s and 70s. And we've been interviewing a lot of musicians and technicians from that time frame. And it's kind of like the East Coast version of the Wrecking Crew. And it's been great for me because I got to meet one of my idols, Lieber and Stoller, the writing team who are like Jailhouse Rock and Hound Dog and a gazillion songs from the 50s and 60s. And my band, we play probably half their songs. We got to interview Mike Stoller for this project. And for me, again, it's kind of meeting another one of your icons. And when you meet them, you know, they're just down to earth, just very sweet people, which is great. So that's fantastic. A little bit of a hold right now because we have to interview older musicians, and with COVID, it's been a little bit trickier to get people to be interviewed until, you know, it gets a little more safe out there. So, but that one's in the works. We're almost done with this other script, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed for Crappy Mother's Day. Gets out there, and we can bask in its glory.
That's fantastic. That is so cool. Well, yeah, and it's better to be safe than sorry, you know, and things tend to, I have found, kind of come together as all things move towards their end, you know, and I think it'll work. Very, very cool. Well, I want everybody, again, May 4th is the day. Set your reminders. I'll be reminding you as well. Crappy Mother's Day. It's funny. I think you guys are really gonna dig it. So very cool. Well, yeah, man, yeah. Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure meeting you and talking to you about this and everything, and I can't wait to see more of your work.
Oh, thanks. Well, thanks. And again, I just wanna give a shout out to Keith and the gang over at Uncorked for making all this happen, and real pleasure speaking with you, James.
Absolutely. And we will see you next time, folks. That's going to wrap it up for us. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast. It'll be pushed out on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting. You won't believe it, but there's like 200, almost 300 podcasting platforms, and I think we're on about 90% of them, if not more. It's crazy. And yeah, I'm telling you, I had no idea. And, I get these little, my wife had set a folder up in my email and I didn't even know about it. And I found it and I was like, you know, they're like, oh, you've been added to blah, 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 or whatever. And it was just, you know, email after email. And I was like, wow, look at this. I had no idea. Pretty cool. Okay, folks. Well, I want everybody to have a great weekend and, you know, keep your powder dry and all that. And we will see you next time. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you. May 4th. Crappy Mother's Day.
That's right. Crappy Mother's Day, May 4th, everybody. And we have a link. I almost forgot. Let me just say this, and I'll go back and put this in the earlier in the episodes for the podcast. We have a link up on our show page, and this link will follow the when this is converted to a podcast, to the Facebook page. It's a very cool Facebook page. I want everybody to go over there, like the page, and share it, and, you know, help get the word out, man. So, you know, Dan and the gang can make the next film. Cool. We'll see everybody next time.
Okay.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.